If you or a loved one are suffering from extreme withdrawal, increased irritability, or explosive diarrhea due to the lack of survivor content in your life, welcome to the fucking show.
What's going on, everybody? Reality Gurus Podcast. This is the episode 9 recap of Survivor 46, talking about the final 9. We hit the moment of intersection there. Episode 9, the final 9.
Yes.
And this is a pretty crazy vote. This was the most dialed in to a vote I've ever been. And then all of it for the back and forth and back and forth. And then I was like, who the fuck is it going to be? A hinky vote. Ben.
Yes.
Fucking Q. He just, he's always going to be the star of the show.
Oh, yeah. And if you're sick of hearing about Q, stop listening now. Well, leave it playing, but you can walk out of the room.
Yeah, this is kind of the disclaimer you give every single week, it seems like.
It is. And rightfully so, because this is Survivor season 46, Q versus Q.
Yeah, this is, 46, and the 6 has a little line, angled line in it to make it look like a Q.
Well, it's like a horror movie title where it like comes onto the screen and it doesn't make any sense, and then the 6 slowly like starts to rotate and flip and turns into a Q.
It's like when you find out that Tom Riddle is Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, the all-time reveal. They knew all along.
What a spoiler, so sorry.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't finished the Harry Potter series, or I guess gotten halfway through the Harry Potter series.
Yeah. Who hasn't made it to the end of the second movie yet.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's very funny that in his name, it doesn't just change to Lord Voldemort, it changes to I am Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, you can't even make the realization of like, wait, Tom Mervolo or whatever it is, Riddle, Lord Voldemort. It's like, he has to be the one telling you, or else it doesn't actually make sense. It's like, I am Lord Voldemort. No, well, I'm not.
Obviously, she needed the I, the A, and the M to like make a name, I guess, that made like sort of sense. But yeah, imagine someone is like understanding like, okay, this is some sort of anagram for a different name, and they're like, fuck, it's so close to Lord Voldemort with these three letters.
Imagine if it was. I almost thought that Tom Riddle was Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, these three letters, I just can't. It doesn't make sense.
The egg on my face.
Crazy coincidence.
Yeah. But no, we're not talking about Lord Voldemort. We're talking about Hunter. This was a crazy tribal council and a crazy scramble. We literally said last week, I'll share in the blame on this. This was your quote.
Yes.
But I did agree with you that Hunter definitely seems like the kind of guy who would play an idol correctly.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't play it incorrectly, but he didn't play when he should have played it.
Yeah, spin zone was still correct.
Yes. There's this whole plan with Tiffany, which we'll get into, but essentially everyone is targeted Q and Hunter. So Q is a target because of what he did last week, but it is kind of just accepted that Hunter will go at some point soon, it seems like.
Yeah, which we were right about.
Mm-hmm. And so they eventually, like, the idea of Tiffany is brought up. It switches to Hunter because of the idol. And with about half an hour left before the episode ended, so not a half an hour of screen time, they give this little edit where Hunter's spidey sense is kind of tingling. He's drawing in the sand. He's doing the math. And he says out loud, I need to play my idol. Yes. And it looks like he's doing the math on potential permutations of splits. And it looks like he figured it out. It looks like, you know, they were going to vote for Tiffany. Then Tiffany's like, I don't want this idol anymore because it's making me a target. I'm just going to play it. Then they're like, fuck, we got to switch to something else. It seems like they're all going to maybe pile on Hunter. And he has the golden ticket. And that is that he feels it and he has an idol to counteract it. But so first he's going to tell Q. And this is a move I don't hate because Q is so out, and he actually votes for who Hunter told him to vote for. He's on an island. He has no allies. And you could say, yeah, if you're Hunter, if all the votes are going on you, there's a chance that you cast the soul vote. But I also think that there's a lot of things that can happen where, like, maybe Venus gets a vote. Maybe they throw a vote on Q. But I think telling Q and having two people is, if it is someone that really has no other options and they're just going to do the thing, I kind of think it makes sense. But the issue is he tells Venus and Liz, and it eventually is going to spread around. He eventually tells Kenzie too, which was his biggest mistake. But eventually everyone is going to know. It seemed like he did this at the very last moment. And by the time they get to tribal, every single person knows he has the idol, and they have this plan to split on him and Q.
Right. And, like, all right. So he tells, let me unpack this one part at a time here.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's start with Q. Yeah. He tells Q this. I agree. This makes sense. Q is his ally, right? Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Some would say they're each other's only ally.
Right, and he is not, like, super pissed about... He's, like, upset with Q, but he's, like, still, like, okay, like, we were working together. Maybe we can still, like, have a relationship here if you're not the one going home, you know, sort of type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it does... I do agree. It makes sense for him to tell Q. If you're playing... Then you understand... Okay, I probably should play this tonight because everyone sees me as a threat. I didn't win immunity. Everyone knows that I am liable to win any immunity, so they're probably going to take a shot at me tonight. With the only caveat being Q is acting like fucking nut, so that might outweigh it. He draws up all the numbers. He comes to the conclusion that this would be a great spot for them to take a shot at me. He says, I'm going to play the idol. Why does he not play the idol? This is, like, the crux of the episode, right? What reason could he have seen to not play it? Like, all the lot, like, that, and that's kind of what, like, we were talking about last week. And he seems like someone who would play his idol correctly. He has the logic and knowledge of, like, situations for the game. And he was in a situation where, like, he recognizes he's a threat and understands why he's a threat and when he would be targeted, right? So, like, that's, like, a perfect storm for him to play this idol correctly. And I will point out, being technically correct is the best kind of being correct. So, us technically correct... He seems like someone who would play an idol correctly. Did not play it incorrectly, just didn't get played at all. I think, here's my take to wrap this all up. This is the Kenzie winner edit episode. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because everything leading up to tribal is pointing to, I'm playing it. He gets to the point where, you know, maybe I don't even want to work with Q. I'll just tell everybody I have the idol and that I'm playing it because they might think it's a bluff and vote for me anyway. Two, they might split on me and Q, and Q goes home and I don't really care about that anyway. But I don't feel comfortable, and I'm in a state of not feeling comfortable enough. So I'm going to play it regardless because I don't want people mind fucking me around here. And then, yeah,
and then he gets mind fucked.
And then he gets mind fucked out of playing the idol. Even after he does all the work to say, it doesn't matter what happens, I'm playing it. And this is all, the entire tribal is basically Kenzie sweet talking him into feeling comfortable, right? And that's why I say it's the Kenzie winner edit, because she can not, I don't know if she would, I don't know if she could take credit for this at the final tribal, but, like,
I think she can.
She could, but, like, this is also the editing, the producers in the editing showing the viewer that she is someone who has influence and is socially able to convince people to do things even when it's a detriment to themselves.
Yeah, I think that she can take credit for it by just saying, like, Hunter, why didn't you play your idol? And I think that he is a game respect game kind of guy, that he would say, you talked me out of using it.
Right.
And yeah, I agree. I thought that Kenzie looked amazing this entire episode. And yeah, it's pretty much, he goes in there thinking that he's going to play the idol. And I think Kenzie really benefits from Q just being himself. And I don't know if it's just because she spent a lot of time with him or just because she's naturally good at the game, but she uses Q and his kind of unpredictability to convince Hunter that, oh my God, Q is doing this again. He's grandstanding, even though he wasn't even really. He got in a big argument with Tiffany, and then it kind of led to Jeff asking Q a lot of questions. And with him just like talking a lot, everyone's just kind of like rolling their eyes at Hunter. He's trying to play like a whisper down the alley game to figure out if he's, if it's going to be Q. And all the while, Kenzie's like, don't worry about it. Like he says to her at camp that she's his number one.
Yeah.
And so if you're Hunter, you're trusting Kenzie more than anyone in the game. So Kenzie kind of, I mean, she realizes this and she says, like, from his perspective, Kenzie is saying, we're allies. I think you can use that idol to our benefit. And so I'm telling you not to use it. You don't have the information, but I do. And I'm telling you, you will be wasting it if you use it tonight. And he's like, okay, I guess, like, I feel really sketched out, but my number one is telling me that I don't need to use my idol. And yeah, I think she totally gets one over on him. It is an interesting, like, the fact that he is so devoted to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was wondering if it is a good move for her to get rid of him. But I think what Kenzie is going through right now is a classic thing for Survivor winners, where so many people want to work with her and they're just fighting over her, voting each other out while she just strolls to the end.
Yeah.
And I think that we see this a lot. I think a famous example is Tony and Winners at War, where there's a stretch of, I mean, they're obviously winners, but some of the better winners that we've ever seen all go out right in a row, all trusting Tony and fighting each other because they think Tony is the swing in their favor, when in actuality, Tony is the one controlling the entire like mid-merge there.
Right.
And I think this is, I mean, she's not Tony, but I do think it's a similar concept where she's in so good with everybody that it's just path of least resistance. And it's over and over again. And I'm starting to think she's going to go to the end with the three greens, personally.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I think this, getting Hunter out, benefits everyone, I think. I don't think it's, well, I mean, you could argue that it doesn't benefit Q, but I don't think if Q is still in the game, it's whoever went home benefited Q.
Right.
So, everyone else, though, I think that, you know, it's one less person who is going to take up challenge wins. It's one less person who no one was really working with closely, really. I think, like, as a move for the tribe, like, this was the correct thing to do.
Mm.
Try to flush the idol, and he didn't play the idol, so you send the idol home.
Yeah, I do think it's one of those rare things where it's just one move works really well for a bunch of people. And it's kind of the same thing as the Tevin boot, honestly, mm-hmm. where those two were beginning to get very integral to the strategy. And everyone was like, hey, before we let them just run things, let's get together ourselves as the kind of second tier social gamers, and we'll knock them out. On that topic, though, of everyone kind of being aligned on this. There's a theme that keeps popping up here this season of people wanting credit for their moves.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think this will be funny because we're definitely going to get a Venus victory lap next week. First of all, just because she wanted Hunter gone. But I also think it's going to be similar to the Tevin thing where she thinks that she did it. Like, I think whenever Kenzie was convincing Hunter not to use the idol and Venus was there just like echoing everything that Kenzie said, I bet you Venus will try to act like she's the reason why he didn't use the idol.
Oh, totally. And on the Venus topic, I've come to realize that Venus is like a very interesting character. I didn't just come to realize that, but she's interesting in the sense that she makes like very astute observations about the game and about how other people are playing and other people's decisions. And a lot of the time she's right. And it's very weird because she can like break down other people's like games or decisions or why what they're doing is good or bad. But most of the time it's saying, oh, that was a terrible move to do this. Why? Like, she's very negative. Why are they doing this? Why do they do that? Why would you do such a thing? Why, you know, why this, all this bad stuff? And she, like, I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. But then never applies it to herself at all. Like, she's, like, in the exact same scenario as that she just, like, broke down piece by piece and was 100% right, but can't realize that she is also in that scenario.
Yeah, I think that's – I've been trying to figure Venus out, too, because – I very much enjoy her. I don't necessarily root for her, but I like that she is not getting voted out because she is good humor on the show. But that is like, kind
of that a what was a Kendra all-time face at Tribal runner up.
Yes. But yeah, I feel like I can't root for her because she doesn't have that self-awareness.
Yeah.
Like, she'll go, like, she goes around and, like you were saying, like, she calls Q and Hunter, like, idiots. She has a great, like, confessional about, like, all that. But then I'm like, but you didn't actually have anything to do with Tevin going home. And, like, even if you see the situation, like, you're not capitalizing on this. And it was, like, that confessional where she's, like, talking about having options. Like, I could do all these things. And then I'm like, as the Tiffany blindside and the Hunter blindside both happen, all the people that discuss it with each other potentially doing it are Kenzie, Charlie, Maria, Ben. And it's like, Kenzie, Charlie, Maria, and Hunter to get rid of Tiffany. And then to get rid of Hunter, Tiffany's brought back in, like Hunter and Tiffany, like flip flop. And then their fifth is Ben. Like, Venus is never needed. They never like try to bring Venus in. She's always eventually here's the plan, and
she's like, yeah, I thought the same thing, this is my plan,
right? And then she, like, I don't know, it's one of those things where I would really love Venus if Venus stands didn't exist, because it's like they are so over the top pro Venus about things that they shouldn't be pro Venus about, that it makes me in my head have a kind of like anti-Venus take because I'm seeing too much on the pro side, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as the Phillies, because the Phillies are awesome and suck at the same time. And my dad always says how much they suck. And I'm like, there's times where they are terrible and I really want to also hate them for what they're doing, but I can't because I have to tell him that they're not that bad,
right?
Because he's acting like they should get excommunicated from the MLB for being so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's the same thing where I really want to like Venus, but all I see is like Venus mastermind stuff, and I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can stand it. I won't have it.
Yeah. You can stand it, but you won't stand for it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Venus is, I agree. I like that she isn't getting voted out because she's good TV, not because I want her to win.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Also, on the same note, Liz got very mad that her move last night to get rid of Tevin was overshadowed by Q. She has this, she like throws this fit at the beginning of the episode that, you know, now she's quote unquote gunning for Q, and he'll go like, he's going to go home because everyone wants him to go home. And then she's going to be like, what the fuck? That was my plan. No one's giving me credit. Like, you don't want people to know you're making the moves. Like, this is actually best case scenario for her because she made a great move against Heaven. Everyone is still so wired on Q, but if she can actually get to Final Tribal and articulate why Tevin going was her doing, it's very strong, but she just has the complete wrong idea about it.
Liz is the antithesis of Venus. I don't, she's not good TV. I want her to go now. I don't like her at all.
She's sticking around. We talked about this before. She will stick around.
That's why we'll get to Dumb Chains later. But
uh-oh,
it may not, she may not be the obvious pick. So
yeah, I don't know that she is either. Yeah, I think she is one of those people that no matter where she ends up, it's just going to be like she's just kind of there, and then she's just going to kind of not be like
she's not even remotely talked about as an option to be voted out.
No, that's the head scratching thing to me is I don't know who considers her an ally right now.
Like, I think everyone uses her as a number.
I was going to say, I think everyone is loosely tied to her.
I would say she doesn't really have any allies, but everyone is willing to work with her.
Mm-hmm. She has a working relationship. That's what I'm talking about. And it's kind of the same thing as what I was IDing with Ben a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, they've been flip-flopping in the rankings for a while.
Yeah.
But where it's, I think that a lot of people don't mind having them around. Ben, I think people like more. And Venus, or not Venus, Liz, I think is maybe tolerated more. Maybe she's more well-liked than I realize out there. But they're fine to have around, right? And then the fact that they can be an agreeable number often make them an appetizing person to keep around, not really a target. And so I think both her and Ben are kind of like, they'll just keep doing that, but they never have the agency to actually capitalize on their situation. And so they'll kind of just fizzle near the end. That's what I meant when I said she'll just be there until she's not. I don't think her position's really going to change much. She's always going to be like on the outside looking in on the power and probably not really able to be a decision maker who's driving decisions that are going to win or lose for the game. She's just going to kind of be there. And then at some point, it'll be most convenient to get rid of her over everyone else that's left in the game for whatever reason. And at that point, she'll go quietly because there's no one really there to fight for her, and she doesn't have the agency to fight for herself.
Or she gets third place.
Yeah, I kind of think that's going to happen.
Me too. Me too.
I can't decide between her and Venus. I think Venus is too much to get close to the end.
She would be electric at Final Tribal.
Yeah.
She's going to be electric on either side, to be honest.
Yeah, Venus would make me mad as a Final Tribal Council person, honestly, because she would be convinced that she should win. And I would be like, can you just stop so I can actually listen to the people who might be able to win?
I think we're headed towards a little bit of a bitter jury. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think this cast clearly does not like each other.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot, my biggest gripe with a lot of Survivor, this was, I know the exact kicking off point for this is Millennials versus Gen X, where every single person who went home, it was like a fucking love fest for them. And the whole cast just loved each other so much and everything was patting each other on the back. And I feel like ever since then, the casts have gotten like softer. Like, some of them still really don't like each other, but I mean, it's really hard to find a jury that is voting against specific people because they do not like them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could get a lot of people doing that, which that's old school Survivor. Like, I have a vendetta against you.
Yeah.
And you might have played the best game, but I'm trying to decide if I want to vote for or against you. I don't even give a fuck about the other one or two people that are at Final Travel. And they, for this season, it will be a great time to reintroduce one-on-one jury questions.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Well, they've kind of been, like, changing the formula, I feel like. Didn't they used to do, like, you had to ask about, like, outplay, outwit, outlast? Yeah. But, like, they don't do that. Last season, they didn't do that.
Now it's more open forum, but open forum. It's just right. Jeff is not like, here's the outlast portion. Like, I'd much rather see Venus step up and just lay into
give them
whoever the fuck is up there.
Oh yeah, totally. And you're right. Like, wasn't there someone had a quote, I feel like, in this episode about like if I do this, they're not gonna want to vote for me to win $1 million. And I'm like, that's old school Survivor. Like, if I do this thing that the one person doesn't like, they're gonna campaign against me at Ponderosa.
Yeah, I must have missed that part, but it is that kind of vibe. That is one of the, it's still oldish school now just because, you know, we're getting deep into the 40s. But in Blood versus Water, when Vetus is going to get voted out, he just says to Tyson, like, you're the decision maker here. So I'm just going to tell you right now, if you vote me out tonight, I'm not voting for you to win the game. And one person didn't vote for Tyson, and it was Vetus. Like, bring back people just having vendettas and shit. And I was actually trying to think last night of if we could potentially get a Survivor Rivals season in the new era. Because I feel like we have a couple great ones. Like, we got, like, Deshaun and Shan. I feel like Venus could really be any of Soda, Tevin, and Hunter.
Yeah,
but I think that Tevin might be the most interesting one just because he's the best standalone character. Q and Tiff was the other one I was gonna say.
Yeah,
and
it should be.
I'm trying to see if there's an actual something there.
A really cool idea, like, kind of going off of that, would be like Survivor, like Rivals versus Alliances, where like you had like duos versus people who were like hated each other, or like you even like split them up on like take half the allies and half the rivals on one side and do the other half on the other side. Like, that might be an interesting concept.
Yeah, if you I don't like three tribe, but if you did three tribes where two tribes were, you had six duos, and it was every duo is separated from their duo. So,
yeah, exactly, right.
So person number one was all on one tribe. Person number two in the duo, they were all on a second tribe. And then the third tribe is three rivalries, and they are on the same tribe.
Yeah.
So they kind of mix it up. You get some vindictive ass people making it to a swap and then trying to break up all these duos.
Like you said, like Deshaun and Shan, and then have like Christian and Gabby or something.
Right.
Like, that would be very interesting TV, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because then it would all start out with, I'm not fucking working with.
I think that there's gas for a Heroes versus Villains season.
I think so,
too. Of just new era.
Yeah, I think so too, for sure.
It kind of breaks my heart, but I think if you played pre-new era, you might never come back.
Yeah,
the only way I could not see that is if 50 is a second chances where it's a two tribe, one tribe is all new era people, the other tribe is all pre-40 people.
Right. Yeah. It would break my heart to never see some of those people from the late 30s.
Yeah. Because we did Survivor Reality Gurus All-Stars. We had a lot of good people from the late 30s that play again.
I was just telling Alyssa that she needs to watch David versus Goliath because she needs to understand what like a truly good season of Survivor is like.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to, like, you need to watch an, like, that's not old school, but old era is what I meant. Like a good season, old era, because like coming off of this season not being like the best, I still don't think it's very good, to be honest. You need a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I think where I'm at right now is I enjoy the cast for the chaos that they, the entertainment value that they can bring without idols and advantages and all that. But
the gameplay is horrendous.
Yeah, the season as a whole, I'm not loving, because everything is either, the only time people make the right decision is when it's an easy vote, like Hunter or Tevin. But then there's a lot of chaos that goes on.
Kevin's another one who I think could be a bitter jury member.
Yeah, I think it depends. I don't think that he would be like mad that someone beat him. I think it's just if he had beef with you in the game,
yeah,
and you make it to the end,
Venus,
he will let it carry on. But like, yeah. I don't think that he's going to be like, all right, like Liz concocted the plan to get rid of me, so I'm mad at Liz.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would respect that, but just the fact that he did not get along with Venus on a personal level, if she made it to the end, I do think he would be anti her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm interested to see how, like I said, Venus is going to be interesting if she's asking the questions or if she's answering them.
Yeah. Venus is one of those classic people that, you know, could maybe, it's not as bad as, or I don't think it would be as bad as Sugar, but it is one of those things where you're like, this person is just like sticking around, even though nobody wants to work with them or really particularly likes them. And then at the end, it is just, hey, person number finalist number one, here's my question for you. Finalist number two, I also want to know the answer to that. Finalist number three, go fuck yourself. Here's a tirade on why you suck ass. It would be Venus, and it would be every single person just trying to put her in her place.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Venus is Alyssa's favorite player this season, and that should not surprise you.
It doesn't.
At one bit.
No, it does not at all.
She's queen of liking the villains.
Yeah. Another thing I want to touch on, we briefly mentioned it before, but this whole Tiffany plan. So Q targeted Tiffany last week, and it obviously did not work very well, as she's still in the game. He's still in the game too. But they're like openly arguing at tribal council. Like Tiffany's calling him out at the mat at the challenge. Like Tiffany doesn't really give a shit anymore. She just really hates Q. And she kind of has this thing going with Kenzie where, you know, they're kind of BFFs and they commiserate about Q a lot. And Kenzie comes up with this idea to blindside Tiffany. And Maria wants Tiffany out very badly. And Maria and Charlie kind of identify Kenzie as a big target, but they're going to let her lead the way on this one, right? So they're letting Kenzie be like, okay, this is Kenzie's move. Meanwhile, maybe Kenzie's the next person we snipe kind of deal. And it gets very far. Like, I think they have the numbers to blindside Tiffany with about 40 minutes left in the episode. And then Charlie says, I'm just going to go try to make her like feel comfortable. And Tiffany's says, this idol, I feel like it's, you know, bringing unwanted attention to me. I'm just going to play it tonight. And he's like, whoa. And I thought he was going to try to talk her out of it, but yeah. We go from Tiffany being the boot to Tiffany's going to play her idol to we got to switch the plan because Tiffany's going to play her idol to Tiffany doesn't use the idol and she stays in the game. And so
I'm wondering if she like, kind of sussed that out.
I don't think so because she is definitely letting her guard down more with this Q thing where there's, I think when he's not around and she's like talking with people, like she's in a genuinely better mood. And I think she's kind of turning the game off a little bit because she's so fed up with Q. That when he's not around, she's just like, I'm going to enjoy myself for a second. Like, she seemed too happy in some of those conversations. There was a time when her, Kenzie, Charlie, Maria, we're all sitting together on the beach, and she was like laughing and joking, like looked happy. And I think it was too happy to fake if she knew that those three were all gunning very hard for her earlier that day.
Is Tiffany, are Tiffany and Q the same as Keturah and Bruce?
I was kind of thinking that. Oh, that's another one that I would put on the rival season, by the way.
Oh yeah.
But I was thinking like Bruce and Caleb would maybe be better just because Caleb is better, but Keturah is also great TV, so but anyway, that's besides the point. I do think it's a little bit like that. I think Q and Tiffany are better players than their counterparts that we'd be talking about from last season. I think Q is a little less destructive to his allies than Bruce was, but I think he's more destructive in general than Bruce was.
Yeah,
Like
I would
Bruce, it
agree.
was pretty much everything bad that he did was absolutely shooting his allies in the foot.
Yeah.
Whereas Q is just crazy in general, and like a third of it is he's fucking over his allies, but most of the time he's just doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, and we kind of touched on this a little bit last week, but I feel like once your name is out there, the toothpaste in the tube theory, it's really hard to get rid of it. And Tiffany's been identified as a target, and they're coming after her hard. Now she's kept the idol, so she's definitely going to be a big target leading up to the finale.
I mean, do you
And
think that was just like an offhanded comment that she was like, I'm just gonna play it and like didn't mean it and was just like talking because she wanted to say that? Or do you think that there was some material change where, because I mean, we go to tribal and there is no inkling that she's gonna play it at all.
yeah, I do think that there was a change. I think when she said that to Charlie, she genuinely felt that. And then I think between the Q Hunter things heating up, she felt her seat getting ice cold. And she was like, I don't really need to do this right now.
Yeah.
And that would be my thought.
I think I would tend to agree, but she's probably back on the hot seat for next week, I would guess.
Yeah, I think with Hunter gone, I think the way that this is going to go is it's going to be Q or blank. And blank every week is going to be like the next biggest threat. So I think now it's Q or Tiffany. And then once Tiffany goes, I think it'll be either Kenzie or Maria slash Charlie. And it'll just keep going down like that. At some point, when Q gets sniped, then Venus will supplant him in that spot. Like, I still think Q could be the next to go, and then it's Venus or whoever until we get down to like the final six or so. But yeah, I think Tiffany is probably going to be the next contender to fall.
Plus, because everyone knows that she has an idol, there might be an idol hunt next week, too.
Well, yeah, because Hunters is gone.
Right.
So Tiffany is the only one with an idol left, correct? Yeah,
Yes.
because Tim went home with. Or not Tim, Jim went home with theirs.
Yeah.
They had me convinced that Tim had that idol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jim going home with the one that didn't set it off, but I think the fact that there's only one left in the game right now with eight people left, I think they'll definitely rehide one.
It's about time where when they start leaving, they start coming back and you get an idol hunt every week and
Yeah.
you know.
Also, just on the topic of Tiffany, real quick, the rankings. This week, we had Kenzie was one, Charlie was two, Maria was three, Ben was four, Liz was five, Tiffany six, Venus seven, Q eight. You had Tiffany a little lower than I did, but I had the same thought as you, where it feels like this was the beginning of the end for her. And like this whole beef with Q is kind of consuming what was once a very well thought out, strategic, very deliberate game that she was playing is now kind of devolved into, at least in the edit, into I hate Q. I want to get rid of Q. Every time somebody asks me about strategy, it's I'm voting for Q. And I think she might have blinders on a little bit. And I think she's probably going to be got eight people left right now. So three votes before the finale.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be one of those three.
I would agree. I don't think she has a winner's edit anymore, to be quite honest. Not saying she couldn't win, but I don't think that that's her primary edit.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it has shifted. It was a slow shift in like the early pre-merge or the early merge where it was like, man, feels like Tiffany's running out of gas a little bit, doesn't it? And then the stuff with Q kind of reinvigorated her in the edit. But that was just to kick off this her versus Q deal. And so if you think about when is the last time that Tiffany was actually just playing solid strategy, it's been a while.
Right. And maybe Q goes next and she goes back to being who we thought she was. Maybe not.
But I still think she's going to get voted out soon.
Yeah, so do I. Me too.
Last thing, Q, I mean, we got to touch on him. Everybody's really mad with him at the beginning of the episode. He says that he actually was trying to get voted out. He says that at the beginning. It was not a – he doesn't try to convince us that this is some mastermind move. He was literally just like, I asked him to vote me out, and they didn't do what I asked them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, shit, okay, that was literally
– makes the most sense. If he tried to spin it any other direction, I would be like, that makes less sense than if you were just being genuine.
Yeah, I just don't get – it's not in his personality, but it, like, kind of is.
It kind of is. Yeah, it's, like, very – he's very much a martyr.
Yeah. Yes, that's the best way to put it, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so – Tiffany, I really like this moment where she asked why he didn't give her a heads up. That's all she said. It was like about like why did he tell people about her idol? And she was like, why wouldn't you give me a heads up? As in like, it was either why would you not give me a heads up that you're going to tell people about my idol?
Mm-hmm.
Or why wouldn't you give me a heads up that you're targeting me? And in both mm-hmm. cases, why would you expect him to give you a heads up at all?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Did she mean, why didn't you give me a heads up that you were going to tell people to vote yourself out?
Maybe that's what she was talking about.
That makes
more sense. But it kind of seemed to center around why does everyone know about my idol now?
Right. And to Q's point, Q makes a better point than I thought he would, where he's like, well, I didn't view you as part of the alliance anymore because you were trying to vote one of our own out. Which,
yeah, it is logical. Yeah, it is kind of valid, even in my mind.
Yeah, it is.
And she's a strong player, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Q,
secret mastermind. We're back on it.
Very secret.
Very, so secret.
I did think there was, I think the moment that Q's game died, I mean, it's already been dead, but if it wasn't dead yet, I think the moment it died was when they picked the three teams for the challenge, and Q, he wants Charlie and Maria to throw the challenge so that they could get rid of Hunter.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's so out of touch. Like, these people, first of all, anything that he says, they're not going to listen to.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't realize because they're so pissed at him. Then what he's telling them is something that they would never do anyway. And so for that, he's also wrong. And they're actually considering doing that very thing to him.
Yeah.
By exactly. giving him Liz and Venus.
Exactly.
And they're like, we're not throwing the challenge, but we're definitely fucking Q up right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He just is, you're right, so out of touch in like what he can convince other people. He's like, I need to do this and I'll be back in power in no time. Or he's like, I'll get back in power. I was like, okay, buddy.
That was the funny thing was when it just looked like he was so fucked and he had a confessional where he was like, I think if I'm here next week, I might cause some chaos. Like, he just decides that and then he's just going to cook something up
Yeah.
And then next week he's going to be going wild. Speaking of people going wild next week, did you see Liz in the next time on?
Yeah.
She might be having a meltdown.
I wish I didn't have to watch four more episodes with Liz in it.
Okay, so people, we didn't talk too much about, I mean, we got into Kenzie. Charlie Maria, I feel like they are just the classic, like, these are boring good players.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll show you what's happening because it's important because they're doing good stuff. But, like, I think it's pretty clear Charlie's going a little deeper than Maria. And they're just going to kind of do the smart stuff. They're in lockstep. They're a good pair.
Yeah. They're definitely in the not interesting but still good. Charlie is more interesting than Maria, I would say. Maria still feels like a vote out to me, or maybe, like, I'll put Maria feels like a Final Tribal Council non-participant.
Yeah,
she may make the finale, but I don't think she's gonna come in first, second, or third.
Well, I think her game's too good to not at least finish second if she gets to the end. So I think she has to be a vote out.
Yeah, yeah, that would make sense. I think she's maybe fire loser.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's her or Ben, I think.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Speaking of Ben, he was fourth. Ben was very pissed about the Q stuff. He was shitting on anyone who would listen.
Yeah, I could not. I didn't. That came out of nowhere, I feel like.
He was complaining at Tribal, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I he was, yeah, very upset.
It's just like Ben is a very much like in the spirit of the game kind of guy. Like, he's so vibes and everything that if someone's doing something that does not rock, then he's not about it. And that Q wanting to quit and then seeming like he was still playing the game, even though he was genuinely asking to quit, that does not rock, apparently.
Does not rock one bit, man.
Yeah. Liz, we talked about. Tiff, we talked about. Venus Q, we both talked about. So, other things. I had the confessionals. I wanted to touch on this for a second.
Yes.
They have, I think, clearly, this could be confirmation bias, but it is bestowed upon me the most clear view, and I keep saying that I have a clear view of the end, and then people, I mean, Tevin and Hunter went home, but I think now especially I have a clear view of what's going to happen at the end of this game. So, based on the confessionals, there is a clear top five. There is Q, Kenzie, Charlie, Tiffany, and Venus. They are the top five confessional getters. They are the only five with more confessionals than Banu, if you can believe it.
I can believe it.
And I think that they're... So after them, we have three voted out people. We have Banu, Hunter, Tevin, 6, 7, 8, before we get to another person in the game. So after that, we have Ben. He's 14 confessionals behind the top five. Venus is fifth place. He's 14 confessionals less than her. He has 26 to her 40, which I feel like 14 sounds like a lot. When I say how many it is, it sounds like even more. Then, after Ben, we have two more pre-jury players in Mariah and Jem. Then we get to Maria and Liz with who are 21 and 23 confessionals behind the top five, respectively. So, like I said, Venus has 40 confessionals. Maria has 19, and Liz has 17. So I think reading the edit there, I would say Maria and Liz have no chance to win.
Yeah.
But it's just, I get the under-edited thing. It's just too far-fetched for you. I feel like with eight people left in the game, an hour and a half episodes, you could fit whoever you want into the episode.
Right.
It's almost like a deliberate not putting them in the episodes.
Yeah.
So I don't think either of them are the winner. Ben, along with his whole kind of vibe, like just kind of right in the middle, like he's there because you can get a couple of decent confessionals out of him in an episode, but he's nothing game breaking, so you're never going to get too much of him. It's whatever. Then, so I think you really got to focus on that top five. I think it's everyone would agree Q has no chance, Penis has no chance. Tiff is live, but it feels like, like I said, beginning of the end, she's getting a little sloppy. She's getting targeted. Probably not happening. And then we've got Kenzie and Charlie, who I've been saying are my first place and runner up for a while now. And I think it's just between the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with all of that. I think the confessionals align pretty closely with how we're reading into the edit. Yeah, I have a it's a two horse race to see who wants my dun chain for the week.
I'm also wondering who. So right now, Q has 58 confessionals, which is the most. Kenzie has 50. Then it's 46, 44, 40 for the rest of the top five. So Q kind of out in front, but I think he is going to get voted out soon. So do you think. I think Kenzie probably finishes with the most,
I
especially if she
would
wins.
imagine. Yeah, especially like out of the people left. If we have a couple of these people who don't get a ton of confessionals per episode, like last a few more weeks, then I think she definitely does.
Yeah. Liz, random fact that I just saw. Liz has the same
Random
amount of
Liz fact of
confessionals
the week.
as Tim.
Tim's
Dude, you know
place.
what's going to be crazy? After
What?
the game that Maria has played, Liz is going to pass her for confessionals.
Maria's
If
played a
Liz,
good game, though, is the thing.
I know. Liz has a meltdown next week and has two more confessionals than Maria, she will have tied her, which is
I hope
crazy.
she quits next week.
Liz?
Yeah.
Maybe she will. She's just like, I'm making all these great moves, but no one realizes
What's the
it,
point
and
of
I
even
must quit.
playing? I'm making these moves and I'm not being recognized.
I'm making all these moves, and they're not making me rich.
Yes, I'm already rich.
All right. Fantasy Survivor. Do you wanna know?
Lay it on me.
You have 996, very
That
close
sounds
to a
pretty good.
thousand. I have 1,713.
Sounds better.
You lost another person this week.
I did.
Do you think that you could lose all five before the or everyone before the finale?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, all I have left are Liz and Venus.
Yeah. So it might be safe to say the winner might be on my tribe.
That's probably pretty safe to say.
We've been saying Kenzie's going to be the winner. Kenzie was the first overall pick.
She
That
was.
will definitely be the first time we've ever done that.
Yeah. It took us 10 seasons or however many. Not that
Yeah.
many. Eight, I guess.
And we haven't been close in a while either, because
We've had
Wendell
some
was
off the,
the.
well, we had to re we had to, th we have the edit figured out. That's what we've come to.
Right. Yeah, we had it figured out, and then New Era, we lost it,
Now
and
we've got to
now we
refigure it
have it
out.
again. Yes. But yeah, like as I mentioned, Hunter was one of yours, which means it's time
Chung chung.
for a dun chain. Get another one to give. We
Yes.
started discussing this before the episode, but we stopped. And now I'd like to resume that.
Yes.
I wonder where your head's at.
I currently have Ben, Venus, and Q all dun chained. I'm very confident in all of those. It's not like I have someone dun chained who I think is a potential winner candidate, which is a good spot to be in, I guess. I'm really between Liz and Tiffany. I'm not going to dun chain Kenzie, Charlie, or Maria, even though I don't think Maria will win. I just don't think it's the best option right now. Although her and Charlie could get targeted here for being too close of a duo soon, if I could make a prediction.
Yeah, it
But I
feels like
don't.
we get a couple more stragglers clipped and then they'll get focused with about six people left.
Yeah, I think it's a little early for that. Unfortunately, I think someone who I have dun chained already is going to go next week. so I can't. I don't think I'm going to pinpoint someone and pick them off.
Unfortunately, would that be Venus or Q?
It would be one of those. Yeah, Venus or Q. I'd probably say Q. I think Q goes next. I don't think he sticks around more, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I thought I had him pegged 2 weeks ago when I done chained him. Turned out to be a great call by me because he was done the next episode.
Yeah. Oh, he's been done. Yeah.
He's been done. Here's the thing. It's either Tiffany or Liz. Do I done chain Liz? One, because I don't think she's going to win. Two, because then I have both of my remaining players done chained and I don't have to miss either one of them.
Right.
That is a strategy. The other strategy is Tiffany, because I think she goes home before Liz in reality, but she has an outside chance. Not even an outside chance. She could win. I just don't think she does. And I think her edit has been declining, like we said, for a while. The other thing about Tiffany is she still has an idol. So
yeah,
they could plan to vote her out and she could play her idol.
Right.
All that being said, I'm not going to do anything fancy here. I'm going to just go Liz because I couldn't possibly have her go home without my done chain on her because I hate her so much.
That's a good point. This is an emotional done chain.
Yeah, personal done chain. I've been hating on her, and even a couple weeks ago when I had to give a done chain and it was looking like Liz was a good option, I still held off. I would be kicking myself if she went home and I didn't put my stamp of disapproval on her.
That's true. Yeah, I like the vibe you're going for there.
Yes.
Also, I've been meaning to recap the done chains for a while. I keep forgetting to. So just real quick, I did have Soda done chained. Dave did have Tim done chained. Dave did have Randon done chained, and we both had Bonner or done chained. So those are our done chains that have left the game, and we've fallen on a little bit of bad luck here. I think we've been done chaining the right people, but they haven't quite gotten up and gotten out of the building yet. So we both have Q done chained. You have Ben, Liz, and Venus all done chained now. Mm-hmm. So unless next week it is Liz or Venus, I will be making the done chain.
It could be Venus.
And even if it is Liz or Venus and you have to give another one, mm-hmm. Well, at least one of yours will be leaving the game.
That's so true. Exactly. I would only have one more to give after that.
Right. Okay, so there you have it. You got anything else for us?
No.
Well, neither do I. So we'll say thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you all next time.